This is Scott Becker with a quick Becker's Private Equity and Business Update. These are 13 to 15 of the stories we're following today. First, retail sales rose in August by 0.7%, much stronger numbers than were expected. This has led to a little bit of increased concerns about the Fed being quicker to taper off on their bond purchases. Second, new jobless claims were at 332,000, a little bit higher than a week before, but overall a good number and close to a pandemic low. Third, restaurant sales were relatively flat in August. So restaurant sales, I think lots of concerns about Delta variant, I think thrilled to hold court and stay at about flat. Fourth, car sales slipped 3.6% in August, and that's more due towards, not so much towards consumers not having money, but towards inventory shortages and the inability for car manufacturers to get enough cars built and enough inventory. Fifth, some signs that the Delta variant is peaking, and we'll see if that continues. The biggest sign is that hospitalizations are starting to fall a little bit. Sixth, Citizens Bank is buying investment bank JMP Group, LLC, for $150 million cash. Kudos to Mark Lehman, their CEO and president, took over, I think, no more than 20, 30 months ago, and has quadrupled the size of the bank. Great leadership by Mark Lehman, great work by Citizens and JMP. The next story we're following, fascinating, is a company, Carvana, and many people are familiar with it. For the people that are older like me, we're relatively later getting familiar with it than the younger people. But the father of Carvana CEO, as they've gone public, has pocketed a cool $3.6 billion over the last couple of years in Carvana stock sales. Simply an amazing amount of money. The next story following, Roger Federer has struck in a deal. He was an investor, an early investor on Shoes. On Shoes is an athletic brand. They would have about $17 million in EBITDA a year, $8.8 million this last half of the year. The firm's valued at $10 billion and ultimately very little sales in EBITDA. But, you know, God bless Roger Federer, one of the greatest of all times. A few COVID stats we're following this morning. COVID deaths averaging 1969 a day over the last week. COVID hospitalizations have dropped slightly to 90,000. And COVID new cases are averaging 151,000 a day. 151,000 a day is a scary number. That's still translated to lots of deaths going forward. A few other quick notes. We had a magnificent month of downloads so far at Becker's Healthcare. Thank you to Molly Gamble, Ayla Ellison, and Laura Durda. Just a terrific job there. And a pretty good month, a nearly great month. Not a record month, but a great month so far on the Scott Becker Private Equity Podcast. And thank you there to Jeremy Corr, McGuire Woods, RSM, and the brilliant private equity investors that join us on that podcast. I'm also thankful to two other people, Dr. Jeremy Weiss, for interviewing me for his podcast, Inspired Insider. Just a pleasure to visit with Jeremy, an amazing career from chiropractor to media baron. And second, I'm always thankful to Stan Kaczynski. Stan runs the executive leadership program and business program at Columbia Business School and features me regularly in their events and seminars on digital health and other areas, and always flattered to be included in the faculty at Columbia University Business School. Just magnificent. Those are the main stories we're following this morning. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Business Update. Always feel free to suggest guests to us. We look forward to speaking with you. Thank you.